And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 13th of September, 2017. It was on this day, 1814, Francis Scott Key was inspired to write the words to the Star-Spangled Banner, watching the British attack on Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The British had the upper hand in the War of 1812, just 3 weeks before. They had set fire to much of Washington, D.C., burned the Capitol, the Treasury, the President's House, President James Madison, forced to flee for his life. Americans were afraid the British might choose to invade New York or Philadelphia or Boston. The British had recently begun using rockets, a new military weapon, incendiary rockets, and Francis Scott Key watched them raining down on Fort McHenry at the mouth of Baltimore Harbor, and he assumed the fort would not be able to withstand the attack. But just after sunrise, he saw the American flag still flying over the fort. The commander of the fort, Major Armistead, had chosen to fly an enormous flag that day, 42 feet long, 30 feet high. And Francis Scott Key began writing his poem, which celebrated a battle that turned out to be the turning point of the war. And it also immortalized the flag itself as a sacred object in America. It's the birthday of Bill Monroe, born in Rosine, Kentucky, 1911. Father of bluegrass, brilliant mandolin player, tenor, singer. In 1938, he formed his band, the Bluegrass Boys, which came to include, over the years, Don Reno, Jimmy Martin, Carter Stanley, Vassar Clements, Chubby Wise, Byron Berline, and Lester Flatt, and Earl Scruggs. It's the birthday of the pianist Clara Schumann, born Clara Wick in Leipzig, Germany, 1819. She gave a concert when she was 8 years old, and Robert Schumann, who was 17, fell in love with her. She made her formal debut at the age of 11, considered a great pianist for the rest of her life. She married Robert Schumann when she turned 21, had 7 children by him, and continued to tour and perform and compose, played her last concert in 1891, 61 years after her career had begun. Clara Schumann, who said, "My imagination can picture no fairer happiness than to continue living for art." And it's the birthday of the British novelist and playwright John Boynton Priestley, J.B. Priestley, 1894, born in Yorkshire, served in the infantry during World War I. Most of his friends were killed in combat. Didn't write about the war, wrote about the time before the war. Priestley said, "I belong at heart to the pre-1914 North Country." Here's a poem for today by Tim Nolan, "The Shoes of Teenage Boys." At the front door, the shoes are amazing combinations of some plastic and some unknown material developed by NASA. Even at rest, the shoes have the urgency of teenage boys, the jumping, etc., as a courtship display. Now they rest at the front door and skewed and knock-kneed and pigeon-toed repose. They mostly are very large, the shoes, at rest, but not for long. The shoes are designed to appeal as faces, so the teenage boys looking down into their faces can go out into the wide world. The Shoes of Teenage Boys, a poem by Tim Nolan from The Field, published by New Rivers Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.